My skating podcast
on the floor.
On the floor,
rocking to the beat,
rocking baby.
Moving.
I'm blaming all of you. I'm blaming you. If you've ever said, "Hey, don't leave your skates in the car because it'll make them brittle or it'll make them warped or someone will steal them," always take your skates out of your car. So what do? I take my skates out of my car and then I go to Big Rapids. I'm going to go roller skating. It's about an hour and 10 minutes away. I get over there and guess what? I don't have my skates. So I didn't do anything. I just ended up going over to my friend's house and we cut some wood. And that's not a euphemism for anything dirty. I actually cut down wood. I'm obsessed with firewood. So it was like, you got to be kidding me. Why? Because you tell me never leave skates in the car. They say the same thing about ukuleles. I go to a party and guess what? I don't have my ukulele. Well, perfect. Stop saying that. Stop it. Don't ever leave your skates in your car. Now, the one time I did leave my skates in my car, my dad left my car unlocked when I was 20-something. Somebody came and stole my skates. So if you see a blue pair of Rydell 595 boots, laser Nikon plates, and orange Lebeda turbo sprinters, I can't say it. Yeah, those are my skates. Somebody stole them. They didn't take the CD collection. They dumped out the CDs and put the CD bag and took the skates, put them in the bag. Thank you. Perfect. Oh, I didn't even greet you. Hello and welcome. This is my skating podcast. I'm Scotty. We talk about all things roller skating, skate culture, past and present. Mostly me griping about the roller skating industry. Even though we try to act like we're on top of things, they do. They try to act like they're cutting edge. Guess what we're bringing back? Glow sticks. Okay, that's gonna pull them in. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about the fact that they're charging spectators. I love that. I think that's hilarious. They've been trying to get that for years. And now they're like, due to health concerns, everybody must pay. Okay. The second they say everybody needs to get a vaccine to go roller skating, I'm never roller skating again. You're not doing anything to help your cause. You're just giving people excuses to go outside and roller skate where it's free. It's so interesting to me. I'm on several roller skating boards. I'm pretty quiet. Actually, for a big mouth like I am, I've been laying pretty low when it comes to that stuff because I don't like how social media can misinterpret what you say. You can say something sarcastically and people read it the wrong way, or you can say something genuinely, like, I really love this. And they'll go, yeah, sure you do. You don't have to be so negative. I'm so beyond fighting with strangers. So social media stinks. So all these USA shuffle skaters and all these different boards and everybody talks and everybody argues. I just sit back and go, oh, I want to say things, but I don't want to get in a fight with somebody. You think leg warmers are great? Fine. You can do that. You think sparkly laces are where it's at? That's fine. Why are we fighting? We don't need to fight. Let's come together and roller skate. And people always do that. Oh, we're all about our skate family. Yeah, show up at a rink where people don't know you, see how they treat you. It never fails. I don't care what you say. Oh, they're very friendly to me. Yeah, okay. Or maybe it's just me. Or maybe it's I'm jumping the wall. Maybe I should stop doing that. I did go roller skating once and hit a hot dog on the floor. That was fun. When I said something, they're like, that's not true. You want to see the hot dog piece? I can show it to you. It's weird how people will defend their bad business. They'll do everything they can to go, and we've got this awful thing now. Yes, idiots are complaining about everything, but that still does not give you the excuse to treat everybody the same, to treat everybody like they're an idiot. They may have valid problems or valid questions, but you don't care. You go, oh, people today, oh, these people complain about everything. Yeah, they should be complaining. The snack bar is a pigsty. Or there's pee all over the floor. Well, it wasn't always. Okay. I understand, but can we get a mop? I don't want to get pee-pee all over my wheels. They say, oh, those wheels, over time, they yellow. Yeah, they do. I wonder why. But it's so interesting to me that we've done that in all businesses now. We've taken to the point where we go, well, customers are always wrong. It was customers were all right and always right. And now it's like, I don't care what the customer says, COVID. And it's just an excuse to do bad service. So I was going to go roller skating a couple weeks ago. I went roller skating a couple weeks ago. I forgot my skates. And I did blame you. That's funny. I didn't say because I listened to you. Okay. That's it for now. We're going to talk more next time. If you got a comment, Scotty at My Skating Podcast or on Facebook, My Skating Podcast. That's it. Go play. This is an all skate. This is a complain skate. Knock it off. This is an all skate. That's it. Go play. Bye-bye.
Hey.
My. Skating. Podcast.
On the floor.
On the floor.
Rock it to the beat.
Rockin', baby.
Moving.